This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Star campaigners of all political parties are canvassing in favour of their candidates for the Lok Sabha elections with just 3 days left for the first phase of polling. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally at Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu today. He said that the NDA government is always keen on developing the country in all the spheres. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi also listed out the various assurances given by his government. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed a public meeting in Alathur constituency in Kerala. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed a rally at Kozhikode this evening. The LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. In Uttar Pradesh, the campaign for the Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding public meetings and rallies in support of their respective candidates. BSP Chief Mayawati today addressed election rallies in Moradabad and Bisalpur of Pilibhit. Ms. Mayawati said that instead of issuing election manifesto, BSP believes in working in the interest of the public. Samajwadi Party's National President Akhilesh Yadav also addressed an election rally in Muzaffarnagar. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Jamui, Nawada, Gaya and Aurangabad has reached a feverish pitch. Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are holding back-to-back election rallies in the state. In Rajasthan, all political parties and independent candidates have put all their might in the election campaign with only 2 days left for campaigning in the first phase of elections for 12 Lok Sabha seats. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah held a roadshow in support of the BJP candidate in the walled city of Jaipur. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi today led a roadshow in support of the Congress candidate in Alwar. In West Bengal, senior Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally at Ras Leela Maidan of Cooch Behar Parliamentary Constituency. Ms. Banerjee said the TMC government has done everything for the welfare of common people. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that he takes decisions for the wholesome development of the nation. Speaking in an interview with a news agency, Mr. Modi spelled out his vision for a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister said the implementation of one nation, one election is the commitment of his government. He said the committee formed under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind to prepare the report on One Nation, One Election received very positive and innovative suggestions. Refuting the opposition party's allegations of being targeted by the BJP government, Mr. Modi said that the maximum number of cases registered by the Enforcement Directorate are against those persons and entities who have no connection with politics. Replying to a query on electoral bond, Mr. Modi said it was meant to fight the use of black money in election. He added that everyone will regret it when there is an honest reflection on the scheme. On the other hand, Congress took a dig at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interview, saying he did not speak about inflation, farmers and unemployment. The 16th meeting of India-France Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism was held in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the two sides assessed counter-terrorism challenges, including the use of new and emerging technologies by terrorists, misuse of internet for terrorist purposes, radicalization and terror financing. External Affairs Ministry said anti-India separatist activities and countering terror financing, organized crime and narco-terror network also featured in the discussions. Both sides also exchanged views on the terrorist threats in their respective regions. And in cricket, the Board of Council for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the Indian women's cricket team squad today for the 5-match T20 international series against Bangladesh. Right-hand batter Harmanpreet Kaur will lead the side and her deputy will be opener Smriti Mandhana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.